very much. It really is a pleasure to be here at the Philadelphia Society. It's a pleasure to be a member and to be a newly elected trustee. This is an organization that knows what limited government means, and that's something that most of our country has lost. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, "Invest in America, buy a congressman." Of course, you can't buy a congressman. As Louisiana Senator John Breaux, formerly Congressman Breaux, said, "You can only rent one." What that means, as Rick Stroop often explains, is that every vote is up for grabs. Nothing in politics is secure. And that's a major difference between private property rights and governmental control. Nearly 20 years ago, a popular economist, Lester Thoreau, said that he could explain environmentalism in economic terms. And he did. He explained that environmental goods, clean air, clean water, clean land, are just like other consumer goods, except that they must be provided collectively. For more than 20 years, many of the people in this room have been presenting evidence to show that Lester Thoreau was wrong. Starting, I believe, with a book called Bureaucracy Versus the Environment, people such as John Bodden, Terry Anderson, Richard Stroop, P.J. Hill, Don Leal, Fred Smith, R.J. Smith, Bruce Yandel, Bill Dennis, and more recently, Lynn Scarlett, Joe Kwong, Ray Cordato, and many others, have been showing us that collective protection of the environment is fraught with high costs, unfairness, bureaucratic inertia, and perhaps most important, often doesn't get the job done. Last year, Terry Anderson and Don Leal took another step. They published a book that looked at the bright side of environmental issues. And that, of course, means they looked at what was being done privately to protect the environment. Their book, Envirocapitalists, looks like this, tells the story about environmental entrepreneurs, of people around the globe who are protecting the environment quietly, independently, creatively, not using the tools of government, but using the tools of the marketplace. They are doing such things as preserving open space. They are developing habitat for wildlife, and they are saving declining species. Today, I am pleased to honor one of those EnviroCapitalists with PERC's 1998 EnviroCapitalist Award. And we very much appreciate having this forum to present it in. Ori Vigfusen is a man who saves salmon. As many of you know, the Atlantic salmon stocks have been declining for some years quite severely. But Ori is one of the few people who has done something about this. Through his efforts, in fact, quite a few more than a million salmon have returned to their homes to spawn more salmon, rather than losing their lives to commercial fishing. Ori is chairman of the North Atlantic Salmon Fund, and the way he acted was he preserved salmon by using the tools of the marketplace. He didn't buy a congressman. He didn't buy a member of parliament. He bought out commercial netting rights. He bought rights off the coast of Greenland and Faroe Islands, where a great deal of salmon fishing is done. Using private funds, donations that he developed, he was able to buy the netting rights of those fishermen. His creative understanding of the potential for voluntary cooperation through market exchange and his ability to act on this understanding are the reasons why he receives this award. Ori knows what it is to be an entrepreneur. In his workday life in Iceland, he's carved out quite an interesting niche. Or niche, I guess, as some people in the East say. He distills vodka and sells it to Russians. vodka to the Russians. Isn't that a little bit like Kohl's to Newcastle? Indeed, he's quite a workaholic. You know what a workaholic is? You know, someone has a little card on their desk that says, "Thank God it's Monday." He works very hard, but he works hard to pursue his passion, which is the protection of salmon. And he also does a little fishing of salmon as well, catch and release, of course. So I am pleased to present Ori Vigfusson with this award. So please come here. What we have here is a PERC portfolio, handmade, which says 1998 Enviro Capitalist, Ori Vigfusson. Vigfusson. I have to say it right because in Iceland, always names are begin with the emphasis on the first syllable, but I slipped a little. But Ori, thank you very much. Thank you for your contributions to environmental protection through property rights, the rule of law, and market exchange. And I think Ori will say a few words.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very grateful for this award from PERC and grateful for all the kind things that you have done for my organization. It is very important. It's the only way to save the salmon, Atlantic salmon, is by using these economic forces and help develop programs for the netmen who voluntarily agree to fish for other species or to do other meaningful jobs. Thankfully, Russians drink a lot of vodka. And the more vodka they drink, the easier my work becomes. I would also like to thank the Philadelphia Society for giving me the chance of observing the intellectual talks, and it is good to know that actually there are other people than fishermen in the North Atlantic who are questioning science and demanding simple solutions and putting them into work. In Europe, at least, all the time, we are having fights with our governments and the scientists who refuse to get us to the negotiating table. I also want to tell you that since I'm coming from the North Atlantic as a fisherman, it's very important that we look at the whole marine environment and not just on seals and whales, because cod and salmon, as well as people, are part of the whole environment. Thank you again very much for this award. Thank you.
Mr. Vigfusson, Jane Stroop asked me also to make sure to point out to you, you should look inside that portfolio because it comes from PERC with a fairly substantial check in support of the cause. So the best to you and to all Russians in the room, happy drinking.